Giga's here.
Giga's here?
Yeah. Oh, not in the room.
Oh, Giga's in the thing. Yeah, bring him in.
Benavidez looks a little desperate right now.
We've got Giga Chikadze coming on right on time.
Sideways.
I don't see him.
No.
You lied to me, Travis.
No, he's here.
You lied. He's not here till I see him.
He's
if I don't see him,
camera.
He's not here. I see him. I see him.
Hello?
What's going on, man?
Oh, perfect.
We're on live. We are live right now, Giga.
We are live.
Giga, we've been doing this since 8 o'clock this morning.
Damn, that's amazing.
And we're going till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Wow, straight.
Yeah, straight through.
What the fuck are we thinking?
I don't know what we're thinking. We did it last year. We said we'd never do it again, and here we are doing it again.
That's awesome.
Are you watching the fights right now?
Yeah, I do. How about you guys?
We're watching. Benavidez is down, right?
Yeah.
But he's got heart. No, he's got a lot of heart, this guy.
He's got a lot of heart, but it's not the case that heart's going to help.
Yeah. How does it feel to be 5-0 in the UFC?
Feels great, man. Feels great.
You are 5-0 in the UFC, right? Because Contender Series doesn't count technically. Or does
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think doesn't count.
Yeah, I don't think it counts.
That was the other show.
Right.
I mean, who cares?
Who cares? All I know is nobody beat you last year. 4-0 last year. Unbelievable. Yeah. And you've got arguably the biggest fight and the biggest name you've ever fought, to my knowledge, right? Cub Swanson next.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest in my career for sure in MMA.
When is that fight?
It's going to be the 1st of May.
Okay. Here in Vegas, obviously, right?
Not necessarily. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe they move it. Vegas. They might move it to Texas, maybe?
Who knows?
They might, yeah. Yeah.
Either way, I'm coming. I can tell you that. Dana's definitely getting a text from me saying, I'll go in the bubble. I'll do whatever. 100% I deserve to be at that fight.
That says a lot for your respect for Giga if you're willing to do all that.
I am. And I tell you, I absolutely believe that I am the one that first said to Dana White, Giga Chikadze belongs in the UFC. 100% I said that to him. I believe I was the first one to ever say that to him.
I thought you were fighting boxing May 1st.
What's that?
One of the brothers?
What on
I thought you were challenging one of the brothers live?
Oh, that was that was from last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you were going to...
Jake Paul brothers?
Yeah.
Last year, Giga, last year on the podcast, we had Owen Roddy on, you know, Connor's boxing coach.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how it came up, but I was telling him, I said, he was asking me if I train. I said, no, I don't train, but there's three people I would fight. There's three people I would fight. I would fight 50 Cent, and I confidently say I will beat 50 Cent. I will whip 50 Cent's ass. I will whip Logan Paul's ass. And I said this a year ago. I will whip Logan Paul's ass, and I will absolutely whip CM Punk's ass tomorrow. No fucking training. Send me the bout agreement, and I'll send location. I'm ready.
Send location.
Send location.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
And I'm a 485-1 underdog against all three of them on mybookie.ag. That's guaranteed. I'm the underdog.
All in the same night.
400. I'll line them up. I'll take them all in the same night.
You're on all three.
485-1 is what that parlay pays that I beat all three. Okay?
All three.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about you. Yeah. So, are you excited about this next fight for you? This is a big one. This is going to be the fight. Like, the fans know, the diehard fans know your name, the diehard fight fans, but the casuals don't know your name, but they absolutely will after you beat Cub Swanson. That I can guarantee
for
you.
Sure, they will know. Yeah, I'm going to retire the legend, you know? So I'm going to put the Cub Swanson in retirement. And after this, everybody going to know my name. Oh, that's a Giga guy who retired the Cub, huh?
Yeah.
That's how they're going to know me.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited. I like Cub. Cub's been a a while, and he's been a while there, and his fights I've been watching for a long time. His fights, I was actually like the choosing him in a game to play against some other people, you know, and I'm super excited for it. Just can't wait. We actually met in Anaheim at Benny's gym. He came and we trained a little bit, and he was showing me some of his attacks and defense on the ground. Very humble guy, but you know, business is business. Now it's time to put the work. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, nobody accepted my offer in top 15. There was many guys being asked to fight me, but none of those people accepted my offer. And because of this, we had to find somebody to keep myself busy, you know. Otherwise, I had to wait and wait. I had the guaranteed top 15 opponent from Sean and Dana, but I love the fight. I love the fighting, so that's why I'm putting myself to Cub Swanson to be busy, get one more win, and then we're going to step into top 15 people.
I love it.
Did
Go
I
ahead.
Tell you I know Georgian? I know a little bit of Georgian.
Stop.
Watch this. Ready?
Okay.
Now, it is a curse word. It's cursed, so I want to make sure you are aware of this. Shinny the Dashevitz.
Yeah.
Oh! Wow!
Oh!
What did you just say?
Giga, tell me what I said.
No, you can't trust.
Oh my God, it's that bad?
No, Giga and I actually, and I think you talked about this when you went to
dinner. Oh, right.
I have a mutual friend with Giga, Irakli. Che is what we call him, who lives in Los Angeles, who's also from Tbilisi.
Right.
And he lived with my family and I for about 4 years.
Right. Giga, do you remember after you won your last fight here, when we all went out to dinner afterwards, yeah. I showed you a picture of yeah. Adam with a guy yeah. that you know. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you showed me, but I don't remember. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, now I know. Irakli. Yeah,
Irakli, yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Living in LA.
Yeah. Yes. Has a two kids. Yeah. So, so you know, when people say from Georgia, I know what
I
you're talking
he
about.
He has a Russian wife, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Say that word one more time.
No, because no, he didn't like that.
It's that bad?
No, it's bad.
Bro. It's really
it's bad. Yeah, it's bad.
You tell this to the people that you hate the most.
Yes. Yes. It's not good. Yeah. It's not good.
After this, if you say that something like this in Georgia, it
oh, no.
Fight. It doesn't start to fight. It starts a war.
Really? Yo. Oh, is it? It's on like motherfucker highway kind of thing?
Worse
right. than motherfucker? Yeah, oh, my yeah. God. I don't even know what could be worse than that.
Yeah. It wow. involves family.
So, the whole family.
Holding on to that one the whole
that's
time.
That's exactly what I said when nobody from top 15 accepted the fight. Every single time, that's what I said.
I love it.
Oh, my God. That's too funny. Who knew? Adam was bilingual,
yeah,
huh?
Well, you know, yeah. That's it. That's,
yeah, that's you
know,
all you got, that's huh? All got. That's all you got. Ryan, you speak any other languages?
No.
No?
Gibberish.
Yeah, gibberish. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Giga, we got Ryan Crowley here. He owns IDK Pizza. I'm sure you always see me talking about IDK Pizza, my favorite pizza place here.
Nice. So. I'm coming soon in Vegas. I would love to try that.
Yeah, we'll get you some pizza.
All right. Are you allowed to have pizza before between now and the fight?
Maybe celebration
after the fight.
We have 2 months, so it's okay.
Okay.
It's the healthiest meal is a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
That's right.
Or we have a pizza party after you win. We have a big party. Where you like to go to you like that sushi place after.
Sushi Fever.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Is
that where we went? Sushi Fever.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a sushi place on every corner out here? Like,
yeah, I think so. Giga ordered, it's his favorite place out here. He ordered like literally pages 1, 2, and 3 on the menu. Yeah.
Well, but he was like starving himself, you know, for how many.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah. And then he drove a bunch back. He left there with like boxes of bags of food. I remember.
True. And my family was so happy to that I brought that food, because that's not only my favorite. Everyone in my family loves it.
Yeah. It was funny. Giga was trying to get me to drink. He was, you know, doing like celebration shots and stuff, and he was kept trying to pour me one. I was like, no, no, I don't drink. And then I go, the only time I ever drank was when Jake knocked out Matt Brown. I did a celebration shot of tequila. And then Giga's like, wait a minute, what? Wait, you'll drink when Jake wins, but not me? I was like, ah, oh, fuck. So, yeah, I had to have a shot.
You called it.
Yeah.
Now, do you think Giga has the deadliest leg in the UFC?
100%. I don't think he gets the credit yet. The guys that know, he's hands down the best striker in the UFC, period. There's nobody better, period. Nobody has the dexterity in their legs that he does. It's insane. I mean, he hasn't even lived up. He's maybe 5-0 in the UFC. He hasn't even come close to living up to his potential in the UFC. If you watch his glory fights, but you know, it's a different range. It's different because in glory, you know, you're not going to get it. There's no takedown. So, you know, he just needs more time to figure out how to put his whole arsenal together. When he does, look the fuck out. I'm telling you, there's no way, because already what he does is they know. Well, what are you going to say,
that's
Ryan?
Probably why he's so frustrated, why he can't get a fight, because, you know, you want to stay active.
Right.
Like playing sports growing up, like you always want to play. You always want, you know, and it sucks when you're just sitting there waiting. And
right.
Training. I cannot hear.
Oh, get closer. Get closer to that mic.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why it's so frustrating why you couldn't get a fight, you know, because you're just, you want to put your skills to the test and you want to get out there. And it's like nobody wants to. You know, I'm sure it's with every athlete. It's the same thing.
Right.
You know, if you're not playing on Sunday for football, it's like, damn, right. I'm tired of playing practice.
It's why I'm so frustrated. I can't get 50 Cent, Logan Paul, or CM Punk to sign the fucking agreement.
Because
they know. They don't want some 50-year-old to fuck them up.
Contract.
Yeah.
Jake Paul, then. You got to go for the younger brother.
Yeah. Guys like me and Giga, that's why we understand each other, because we know what it's like to be feared.
Yes.
That's why you got the shadow boxing room back there before you come out.
Yeah. I'll fuck a shadow up on this wall, Ryan. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Giga, let me ask you this. For the main event tonight, who you got? Adesanya or...
I got Izzy. I don't know. I think he can win this fight.
Yeah?
Yeah, he has a technique. He has skills to do it. And in his last couple of fights, he's been looking really good. It looks like he got comfortable now with his skills, and he found his range. I want Jan to win the fight. I want Jan to win the fight because I feel like he has a power and... I don't want somebody like the Easy who beat my two of teammates.
Yeah.
And
right.
Take over the UFC, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I will be cheering for Jan, but I like same time the Easy, you know? Like,
he's got
really,
those leg kicks from hell,
is really
too.
Good.
I need Jan to win for this parlay to come through. I need Jan to win for $9,000 to happen. I need Jan. Well, I mean, I need a lot of fights. But I also, Giga, you're going to laugh at me. I need Jan to win, and I also need Anderson to upset Nunes. Can that happen? Any chance that can happen?
Wow. Actually, I recommended to my buddy, the knockout, the guy, Georgian guy who lives in LA, to bet on that. Yeah.
Really?
Jan and Anderson, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. And then my third one I need, I just need three. I need those two, and I need Drew Dober to win. That's a tough one, though.
Same. That's what I said to him.
Really?
That's exactly what I said.
That might be it.
You know,
I might leave right now.
Drew Dober is he has a big power in his hands. You know, he's a short. He's probably a little bit harder for Islam to take down than taller guys, you know? So... Definitely it can happen, bro. I see it happening.
Big party afterwards.
Giga, we've had a couple other fighters in today, and we were asking them earlier, how much for you personally has it affected or impacted you not having the fans in the arena?
So, yeah, it's definitely different, but as John mentioned, I fought in Contender Series as well. I fought in multiple different small shows, so it was not for me hard to adjust. 2020 been very challenging for everyone, and now also. No fans, nothing, but for me it was more like to fight as more as I could. So I really wanted to break the record. You know, I was the second guy. The first guy was Kevin Holland with 5 winning fights in 2020. And I wanted to be that guy who would beat Kevin Holland. So I was really like concentrated on more to fight. And I didn't really pay much of attention on fans and, you know, that kind of things. But definitely it's different vibe, different feeling, you know, when you have your buddies there. In general, I'm from the Eastern Europe country, Georgia, is from the Sheni Dedashev country. You know? And, and usually I don't really have much of supporters on my fights. And it did not really change a lot for me. So,
wait, you said you don't have much of a support system? What do you mean?
I mean, from the Georgia or even so, like
I got
on
you.
My fights, you know, I have some of the fans. I'm still establishing my name here in U.S. If you go in Europe and let's say if I fight, you'll see the people around the France, from Amsterdam, from different parts of the Europe.
But right.
In U.S. to get here, for that people, usually is not really easy, especially because I was fighting the smaller shows at the moment. But now since I'm UFC, I'm super excited to when they open the crowd, so everyone can get, you know, when COVID's gonna be done, and very 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 excited because I still have not experienced the same feeling what I had in Europe, in Georgia, like in front of my 20,000 people, you know, when I had that feeling. So I'm still missing out there.
Are you liking MMA as opposed to kickboxing?
I feel like as long as it goes, like as more time I spend in the cage, more easier becoming for me, and the more fun I'm having. For the beginning, before I figure out my wrestling and jiu-jitsu, I was more worried about the fight. When I was going there, I was like, oh, I don't want to get taken down. I don't want to get taken down.
Yeah, good luck taking you down. Your takedown defense is pretty stellar. You have great takedown defense.
Thank you. I've been working so hard for it, you know, and now it's getting so easier for me to fight, especially with the smaller gloves. It's easier to knock the people out. I give a lot of respect to all of my opponents and future opponents too. But compared to the striking level, compared to people what I fought already, it's like, I don't want to say the numbers, like it's not even fair, you know. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited because I know what's going to be my future. I'm going to surprise a lot of people. And that's it, man.
I like it. All right, Giga. Well, thank you for joining us today. And let's do this in studio whenever you're in Vegas again. Let's really do a deep dive with you and get to know more about you.
And then afterwards, after the win, you know, have a celebratory pizza.
Definitely, we're doing celebratory.
I'll bring it by.
Pizza at IDK. Yeah, for sure.
Just gotta let me know your favorite toppings.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Giga.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Congratulations for the 1-year anniversary.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Giga Chikadze right there, okay?